T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, Jay, because I'm technologically impaired, I cannot find the Dominic Simone Gensel 3-on-1. The important part is they flubbed it, and it was really their – can you guys think of another clear odd man break that looked like that? I can think of a 2-on-1 that Hornquist skated into oblivion and one that Malkin turned into a spinorama backhander. I can't think of any others.
They had Letang coming as the last guy.
Maybe they picked him up. Joe said he's getting picked up. But
the pass to Simone was a little too late. Right. He's on the side of the net almost.
So they're just looking. So number one, if I see that, I see just the picture that we looked at. When you go low, first of all, the defenseman probably does a good job forcing Gensel to keep holding on to it,
He went to the ice.
Right. So he's taking that low pass. He's taking that play away. And then so Simone keeps driving far post. But if you're a forward, you can't. He's on the left side. He's on his offside. So the pass just gets through his skates. That's one where Leonard probably, the lower you go, there's a good chance that goaltender is going to block that pass from getting across. Simone can't go any. It's tough to go lower when you're trying to give your teammate a look. Let him see your stick.
So, I hear that. Go ahead.
That's it. That's what I said. That was tough. He's a left-handed, so he's giving him the open look, but he can't go too low because then the goaltender is just taking that play away.
I think the larger point there, Jay, is the stunning lack of odd man breaks. It used to be Brian Rust literally had a breakaway every other game in the playoffs. Yeah. When's the last time the Penguins had a breakaway?
So let's just go. This is what we talk about, how a coach – look, watch the Washington Capitals play Vegas last year in the playoffs. Watch how the Capitals play, right, with Trotz. It's a 1-1-3. The one thing that they did was everybody bought into what they're doing. Like you would think any team, like the Penguins, when they win cups, everybody bought in. That's what we said. Everybody's on the same page. Everybody bought in. When everybody buys into a team, a system, and how Barry Trotz wanted to play this series, they all did it. They were back. And still, the Penguins had still a couple breaks, but the odd man breaks were so limited. And when you do get them, you hope you can maybe cash in or get a really good look. To come away with nothing is tough. But when you have numbers back and always a guy high, it's very rare. And if they do go down the wall and pinch, because if somebody made a comment, well, they never jump up in a play. They do jump in a play. Watch Nick Leddy. Nick Leddy grabs that puck and goes when he has an opportunity. So it's not like they're not just sitting there playing, hey, little rope-a-dope and throw it up. Nick Leddy will jump up in a play whenever he has an opportunity. The guy can skate. He handles the puck. But when they do go up, they had a guy back. And then they play. To your point, Ron, live the fight another day. They don't take that extra chance. If you don't give up odd man breaks through a whole series and you keep them very minimal, you have a really good chance. If you have a solid goaltender and you can produce up top, you have a really good chance of winning games. Look what the Penguins did when they got on their roll. There was a stretch where they were not giving up odd man breaks. Before that, we were counting them off. Like I could count them off. How many is happening? It's a topic to talk about. Well, they had 7 odd man breaks they gave up tonight. As they were going through their great run, they were not giving them up. They had great back pressure. They had a guy high. If a guy went down the wall, there was a guy covering for him. And then they all got back. Numbers back is a big thing. And the Islanders had it through the whole series this time around against the Penguins.
Jay Caulfield with us here on the Cook and Joe Show. Jay, when you lose in the first round, get swept. Last year, you get back in the second round. I'm assuming there's going to be some significant changes. How much change do you anticipate Jim Rutherford doing? And how much are these contracts going to limit him?
I think they could still be limited to what they can and cannot do. You can't – I mean, you went against – we understand there's nothing right. And the fan base and the management, Mario on down, nobody's likes at all what they just saw. The players, they don't even know what to say really about it. But when you have when you get bumped out the way you get bumped out in this fashion, that does put a bigger spotlight on something needs to happen. And that's what everybody's expecting. The players even talked about it. I think Phil Kessel was interviewed and said, well, you know, when something like this, we know changes are going to be made. I don't know what they can do with some of the contracts. I don't know what – that's going to be a hard thing. That's what Jim Rutherford has to look at. What are you trying to do? I think the whole thing is, do you want to be bigger? I mean, you want to be faster, younger? We're going to hear all those phrases. And what is really the downside? It was mental mistakes that really, everything we're still talking about here, it's the mental lapses that still burnt the Pittsburgh Penguins. It wasn't about, and then we could go young, they're older, they're not as fast. The mind is what killed the Penguins in this series as well. It wasn't just they still have the most skill, some of the top end skill in the league, but from all four lines, you just didn't see enough. And then there's a breakdown, and the breakdowns are what killed this team. And a coaching staff, how much more can they tell a player? Don't dive in. Don't pinch when you don't have a guy high. Don't do this or don't get caught. They can only say it so many times. And still, when it happens and you get burned on it, there's not much a coaching staff can do anymore other than go, you need to take a seat or sit this one out or whatever.
Yeah, but you're not going to sit a little Tang, no, for instance. Or a Malkin when he screws up.
So my point is, that's a fact. Because but you have to realize even everything that we're talking about, changes in rosters and all this, all these guys are the guys' contracts. They've earned their contracts. They're paid money. They know there's going to be bounce back years for players that didn't have good years. How often do you see a Kessel and Hornquist at the same time go dry? And then the injuries that they dealt with, and then they found a way to battle and get in. Then when you get in, if you still, everything we discussed here today so far, if you still make the mental lapses in a game, it's going to kill you. And that, in my opinion, is what happened. They played into the Islanders' hands at given times, and then they had a mental lapse, and it ended up in the back of their net, and it cost them four straight games. And you go out, and people are going to call for change, and you got to look at what can you do contract-wise, what is out there, who doesn't want to be here? Maybe there's players that don't want to be here anymore.
Let's talk about that coming up. Let's talk about who might stay and who might go, in your opinion. Jay, let's talk about specific guys. The guys everybody's talking about. Kessel, Letang, Hornquist, Ole, Jack Johnson. We'll run all those past you. Fan Hotline brought to you by Armstrong Business. Let's talk about the Penguins' future next on Cook and Joe with Jay Caulfield.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.